Blog Talk Radio.
With the Royal Blues, and yeah, so we appreciate everybody that came in to just tune in and listen to us just talk and chit chat. And yeah, thank you all to Oliver for this platform and your wife. So yeah, let's just start, I guess. So Mommy, I guess you can bring us in and pray.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. For this platform, Lord God, continue to use the Bluettes for your glory, Lord God. We just want to say thank you again for your son, Jesus Christ, for just being in our lives, leading us and guiding us through all of our trials and tribulations so we can share to the world on how to get through any situation that they go through, Lord God. And just use us for your glory, Lord God, and just let us just say what you have us to say, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Okay, am I starting? Well, today's topic is going to be on intuition. And started this like at 3 o'clock today. And we will be coming right off the dome. Who's going to start us off? I do not know. Well, let's start with my husband. Because he's the one who came up with the topic.
Oh wow! I thought Nani was hosting this. I forgot to
unmute my mic. I was talking. That's why I was silent.
But Nani, I'm gonna let you jump right in right now, sweetie.
Well, yeah, intuition. I don't know. Well, I'm still kind of trying to figure. Like my mom said, my daddy brought up the topic, and I'm still trying to figure out the difference between intuition and the Holy Spirit speaking. And I've been thinking about this topic like since we made it up. Well, not made it up, but came up with it. And I feel like intuition is probably like that first feeling that you feel when a situation has arisen in your life or something. I don't know. The Holy Spirit is what like speaks to you to tell you maybe what to do or where to go or how to handle it, like that teacher kind of. That helps you through it. And then, like, the Holy Spirit, I feel like you could tell the difference maybe is because, like, the Holy Spirit is going to maybe tell you something that's uncomfortable. And then intuition is more. So I feel like that's that first instinct feeling, like, that, like, let's say that you smell smoke and your intuition tells you to leave the building. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, intuition is that first instinct feeling, and maybe the Holy Spirit teaches you on how to handle the situation itself. Yeah, and then I kind of brought this definition a little bit, I guess, from this scripture. That's our scripture for tonight, and I'm going to read it real quick. Hold on, let me get it. John 14, verse 26, And I have the King James Version. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, soever I have said unto you. So, like, yeah, the Holy Spirit just kind of, like, teaches you on how to handle the situation, and maybe your intuition is that initial feeling. That's my, what I got. So maybe somebody else can chime in.
Well, what I got out of intuition was just a strong feeling. A strong feeling about something. And it might bring back to your remembrance. It could come back to your remembrance as a intuition. Say, like, if you have a gut feeling, it's more like, not, I can't even use a gut feeling. If you have a strong feeling about, I just say somebody cheating, and you hadn't thought about it in a while until somebody passed by you, and it smelled, and you smell that fragrance that your husband had on you, like had on him like a year ago, and it comes back to your that's your intuition, like telling you maybe, you know, it's just a sense of a strong feeling of knowing something, but not really having the proof for it. It's just a thought, a strong thought, and something can bring back to your remembrance the thing that you were thinking and you had a strong feeling about. Something might jog that, and just like, okay, that strong feeling come back to, you know, back to something that you felt before. And the Holy Spirit, like you said, well, not like you said, but what my definition more is between the Holy Spirit and intuition, the Holy Spirit is knowing. It's a knowing. It's not a feeling, like a strong feeling that you feel. It's just knowing, you know. And once you come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, it's just like a, it's a knowing, and it's a, it shows you, like you said, it makes you uncomfortable. The Holy Spirit will make you love somebody that you really don't even want to love. It'll make you go places you don't want to go, you know, do things you really don't want to do. The Holy Spirit will make, it will make you uncomfortable if you're not willing to just flow with what God is taking you. It just, you just have to believe that he, then trust him, you know, to that it's the right decision, you know, where he's leading you. Because he's not going to tell you to do something that's good. I mean, the enemy is not going to tell you to do something good for somebody. You know, the Holy Spirit is always going to, you know, make you, not always, but sometimes get you uncomfortable. Because you get into a comfortable place and knowing and the here, once you come into the knowledge of the voice and the knowing of the Holy Spirit, it'll get easier to flow with him. It'll become easier to do what the Holy Spirit is trying to lead you. You know, it won't be as uncomfortable once you know what? This has to be the Holy Spirit because it's the right thing to do. And some things the right thing to do is not always comfortable, especially if you want to go against the grain and don't want to, you know, follow the Holy Spirit. But intuition is just a strong feeling to me. What my definition is, intuition is just a strong feeling. And the Holy Spirit is knowing. Anybody else?
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and say, like, I feel like intuition is like, it's not like, I feel like intuition is, okay, a lot of times we have ways we guide ourselves. It's not like guiding ourselves, but it's like, like it's learning a lesson, or it's not considered, it's the knowledge that you teach yourself almost, like, in a situation, let you, it's like situations giving people, like advice and stuff like that, or telling people about life and things that you can't remember you're even saying, but it's coming from a place that you can't remember anything like that. So where you feel like something is coming from you whenever you're speaking or something like that. Situations like that, or Yeah, that's really what it is, like teaching yourself lessons or the stuff that comes to you when you're in a situation or something like that, or it's really the things that come to you that you feel like, quote unquote, didn't know, or whatever the case may be, that you feel like, quote unquote, that you're teaching yourself. But that's what I feel like your intuition is. Like, you can have those conversations with yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. That's like basically tapping into your intuition, feeling that you're getting, or whatever the case may be. So that's just, your intuition is like your inner is you. So if you know yourself all day, if you're in your own head all day, then your intuition, which is yourself, will talk to you all day, and that's how you logically go about situations all day long. So that's what I feel like your intuition is.
So when do you feel like is okay, this is God speaking to me and this is not myself? Like, how do you tell the difference?
I really don't too much look at the difference, and I don't look at it as any. I look at it as my intuition is the consciousness. It is a spirit. It's a spirit. I feel like everybody has a spirit that guides them, or whatever the case may be, God. But it's something that's there that's supposed to be with you. In my case, that's supposed to be with me, guiding me. See what I'm saying? And I don't question anything. I just go about my day logically and tapping into myself, which is the voice, whatever the case may be. But it's really you. That's you. It's really just you. You see what I'm saying? So there's numbers and mathematics and logical ways to go about everything that you go through. And you have your intuition, any situation and everything, but it's just everyone is different. But I just feel like your intuition is that side that's the best for you. That's the, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the best case scenario for you, and it's in your mind. And it's in your mind, but you just, most of the time, we just want to entertain our flesh and stuff like that. So we never mind it. And even though we know what we should have done, whatever the case may be. So, so that's how I feel about, like, intuition and stuff like that. Like, it's really your inner guidance and stuff like that. Like, if you had no one to do, no one to rely on, nobody to ask a question to, if you just follow, but you have to be purely, following something, like, wholeheartedly in order to be guided. You see what I'm saying? So let you have a goal or something, whatever you're trying to do wholeheartedly, then your intuitions and stuff will be in the right places whenever the situations bring themselves about, or whatever the case may be. You're gonna be like in your head talking to, like, you're already gonna know a lot of, you're already gonna know basically intuition. You're already gonna know. Yeah. What did you say?
Are you saying both of them are the same, intuition and the Holy Spirit?
That's what I'm asking, but in order to have
it sounds like you're talking about both.
Yes, I do feel like that, because I personally used to know people that they had a bad spirit. They were dark individuals, and I've seen them get controlled by things and end up doing stuff to people. You see what I'm saying? So, and they was paranoid all day because of their intuition, which is the demons that's guiding them, whatever the case may be, because it was something really guiding them. We're all guided. That's what I'm saying. It just matters about your heart and what you're pure to, and what you see what I'm saying? Everybody's guided. You're learning stuff
right,
in your mind
and
your head. Okay, go ahead.
And that's the that's the side of there has to be a, like there's you that's talking to you, but how you're saying, like, you have to be following the right thing in order for your intuition to tell you the right thing, there has to be another spirit to guide.
Because I've been doing, there's times I've been in a hell situation and figuring out, I've followed my intuition and for years in bad situations, doing bad stuff, you see what I'm saying, and was successful because I followed my gut. But that's not, I can't sit here and say, oh, that's what that is, you see what I'm saying? So who
that's
got
you.
It to what it is? Okay, but
that's
my
you.
Okay. But what I'm saying, like, yeah, that's true. But I feel like, yes, the Holy Spirit and your consciousness, I'm not going to say Holy Spirit. I feel like spirits, period, and your consciousness are almost one thing. I can say that.
You're talking about something totally different, what we're talking about, though. We're
talking
about different spirits.
Intuition.
We're talking about the Holy Spirit and intuition.
No, I get what you're saying about intuition, but by what you're saying,
I'm saying intuition isn't just a feeling. It's guidance. So I feel like it is a spirit. It could be the wrong spirit at times. It depends on your heart. That's what I'm saying.
Got you.
Your intuition,
got you. So,
the knowledge that you're getting and the feelings, the warnings and all of those type of things are spirits. It can be the paranoia and all of that you have in your mind from the bad stuff. Now, when you're pure-hearted and stuff like that, then your intuitions and stuff like that and the spirits that are on you are guiding you towards what you're trying to do, whatever the case may be. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying that intuition is 100% you.
Yes.
It just depends on your heart and your mind and where you're at in life. Your intuition is 100% you. Okay.
Yes.
So let's say that you have this business venture and you really don't want to step, like you, 100% Pasa, 100% Ricky, you're scared to step out on this business venture, but you feel something pushing you saying, you know what, if you step out on faith and you do this, like watch this happen. But you're scared, but you feel something else telling you to do that anyway. You feel like that's still you, or you feel like that's another spirit, like that's something else?
What I do is I pinpoint exactly why I feel that way. It's always a reason for everything. It's a cause and effect. I feel this way. Why would I feel this way? Maybe because this is the thought I had before. Oh, maybe that person wants to do business with me because they're trying to make money off me. They see my stuff is going to go. Well, so what? That doesn't, like, whatever the case may be, point it, and you could take care of it from there. Why do you feel
I'm asking you that spirit that's telling you, Pasa, push, do this. If you have that faith, you can do. Like, if you just believe in, like, you know, whatever, you don't feel like that's the Holy Spirit pushing you. I get what you're saying about intuition is 100% you. I agree with that. Intuition is 100% us. I'm just trying to understand the other side of the Holy Spirit, just because you touched on it a little bit. Like, if you, like, I don't know, I just kind of want to know what you feel with that.
Okay. That wasn't, like, a scenario you can put, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to explain how you just said it, but
Okay, I get what you're saying about your intuition.
No, if you ask the question like just a set, if you ask just a steady set question, I can answer it.
Okay. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to just understand and just thoroughly understand how I get when you're saying that your intuition is 100% you. And depending on your heart and your mind and where you are in life and all of that, that determines on what yourself is going to tell yourself or what you're going to feel from yourself. That's I get that. I'm trying to, like, when you made the comment of you feel like the Holy Spirit is almost the same thing as intuition, I don't understand that part.
So
because
so
there's times in life.
Let me say something right quick. So I understand what you're saying, Pastor. I really do. But the term intuition is from the world, what man put in a dictionary and what it means. And that's why if we try to blend the Holy Spirit in you, speaking to you with what the world is saying, it can be confusing. So I understand what you're saying.
Hold on. Somebody needs to mute.
Okay.
So I can understand the mix up right here or the misunderstanding. So intuition is a worldly word or a thought.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit. Yep. Well, the Holy Spirit is direct from God. So if you're in a situation and you feel something speaking to you and it's right, that's God. If it's wrong, it's worldly. Right? God will never tell us to do anything wrong when he's speaking to us. So when we put our mind to do something and we can feel something inside of us, say, you know what, that ain't right. I ain't going to do that because the repercussion is going to change my life. That's, you know, that's God telling you.
Yeah.
Trying to protect you, trying to hold you back. And I'm sure, and I've been in those situations as well as you, Pastor, where I've been around some folk that, you know, normal people can't be around. Some folk that were in your life when I was growing up. And I know the difference between, intuition and you know, so a woman, you know, women always claim to have this intuition that they can tell when they man doing something or ain't doing something or, you know, something going to happen to you. I got this intuition. You know, women bad
Is
for that.
True?
Women bad for that.
No, it's not. We're not bad for that. We're good for that, for knowing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but see, y'all can't always know because women got a way of twisting a situation where they're right, even when they had the wrong intuition. But they're twisted to where they're right. I'm just saying intuition is a worldly thing. And it don't come out right for the man.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm just throwing it out there because we're talking about.
And I'm gonna throw it
worldly
right back
intuition.
At
we're talking about a worldly intuition, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit inside of you that's speaking to you. So that's why when we speak on just intuition, it could be a whole lot of explanations for it.
Okay,
but what I'm saying
so
is,
what you, I'm just gonna bring it to where you had it just now. Has it ever been wrong when I tell you about it? Exactly. Go ahead, Sheila.
Nope. Hold on, Sheila. Nope. But see, we can't use the word intuition and what the Spirit of God is saying to you in the same sentence. We can't do that.
Listen, Ricky,
calm down, baby. So we have to know the difference, right? We have to know the difference. And it's not that God gives us something to come down on somebody. God gives us something to warn only you and maybe warn somebody else. But we, in the world, we use intuition as I'm right. And can't nobody say nothing. And I'm not talking about you, my wife. I'm not talking about
you.
Yeah,
you are, because that's what we're talking about.
I'm not. Don't confirm that I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in general, in the world, okay? Well, people always try to be right, and everybody else is wrong. Because this intuition or this thought that came to me, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Go ahead, Sheila, my granddaughter, Sheila.
So you're not going to let me talk back and say nothing.
Mom, there's nothing to say.
Go ahead,
Sheila. Intuition. I agree with Papa. I believe that it's a worldly thing when you think of it in a bad way. Like, I believe it's like an instinct. Like, I believe when it's a worldly thing, you do things that are wrong. Like, you could be like a child. They could be, they know it's wrong, but they do it anyway because they know it's wrong. When it's the Holy Spirit, I feel like my dad told me, God is never going to put you through no harm nor danger. So when it's the Holy Spirit, I believe it's the right thing. It's something leading you down the right path. When it's a man, like, no, not when it's a man, but when it's a worldly thing, it's leading you down the wrong path. Like, it's an instinct. Like, but when it's a Holy Spirit, it's like, it's a feeling. When it's a worldly thing, you feel it because you want to do it, not because, like, Holy Spirit, you feel it. Like, I can't explain that, but that's all.
That was good. Out of the mouth of babes. Yeah. That was good.
That's
excellent.
Right.
So I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, Daddy, to what you were saying, you don't talk to yourself? Like, you don't have how just simply talking to yourself, you don't think that could be intuition? Like how Pastor was saying, like depending on your heart and your mind, how yourself can just guide you a little bit, like, you don't think that you don't talk to yourself sometimes or have a relationship with yourself?
I do, but I don't have a long conversation where I need to be locked up. But, yeah, I do. And every morning when I study, sometimes I read out loud. Sometimes I pause and speak on it to myself. But, yeah, I do have conversations with myself. So the thing is, in your walk with God, the more you mature in the Word and the knowledge of God or in the knowledge of the Word, you can have things that you just do right because of what you've been taught and learned from the knowledge of God, right? So a babe in Christ is going to always be studying and be in a confusing state until they can receive that knowledge or the revelation of the Word of God to understand what God wants us to, where He wants us to be, how He wants us to be, and how He wants us to do things. So as you mature, yeah, you can just rely on yourself because you have faith not only in Jesus Christ, but you have faith in your walk. You have faith in the gospel of God that you can stand sure on the Word of God. You know, the younger folk, you know, they're going to have issues. They're going to have situations. They're going to have what they think is the world's intuition telling them to do this, that, and the other. But the Word of God or the Holy Ghost of God will never, ever, as Sheila confirmed, will never, ever have you to do something that's wrong, ever. So if you look at yourself, consider your ways, meditate on your days that God gives you every day and how your day went before you lay your head down, and you can confirm in yourself if you did what God told you to do or if you did wrong. So as your days are lengthened by every day that God wakes you up and you go through the trials and tribulations of that brand new day, every day should be a mature day from yesterday that you're walking in more truth than you are in intuitions that the world says somebody's talking to you.
Well, we were in the world at the time, so I say intuition because that's where I was. Call it worldly, call it what you want, but it led me to always to be true. Every time. It didn't leave me not one time wrong. Call it, and that was a strong feeling. I'm not mixing them up. I'm not mixing intuition and the Holy Spirit because I said intuition was a strong feeling about something. And it's a strong knowing without having really the proof. It's just a feeling that you have, you know, and nothing more to it. It's just a feeling that you have and I mean, without you.
That's what I was agreeing with is I feel like it's just a strong feeling about something or like your first initial thoughts are just feelings and the Holy Spirit guides you on how to handle it. Like, you know, like you don't have to lash out and now just go straight with how you feel. No, now the Holy Spirit can speak to you and be like, okay, and you may not want to just be quiet and not say nothing or whatever. That's why I said it could be uncomfortable. That's how I feel like it's the Holy Spirit telling you to do the right thing. You may not want to handle it like that or just be quiet and let things unfold. You may not want to take that route. you may want to be like, uh-uh, I'm going to say something, woo, 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 but the Holy Spirit or, you know, God is going to tell, you know, the right thing to do. So I still feel like that. I don't. Why
but
is this still have to be words?
You're saying it's nothing wrong, huh? It's nothing wrong with having the intuition. Because you're having the intuition, you're having the feeling. The feeling is there. That's the intuition. The intuition is the feeling. The Holy Spirit is going
right.
to lead and guide you in the right direction.
That's
what
I said.
In the situation. Yeah, but it's the same. If you're saying intuition is a strong feeling, but you're relying on the Holy Spirit to lead you in the right direction.
Is that not what you're saying, too?
Let me ask this question. Let me ask this question. So the only way we can come to Jesus Christ is only by God drawing us before we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So, based on the conversation, if you have intuition or you have something in you that's saying do this, that, and the other that is good, it could it be the drawing of God to him, of you? Could it be God leading you to him? Because none of us can come to Jesus unless God draws us. Right? So could it be the drawing of God to Jesus of you? I believe that. On the surface, intuition is a worldly thing. But if we mix in God drawing us and we're having good intuitions to know Jesus Christ, that's different. So, yeah, Ricky, I've been with you all this time, sweetie. You've had some good intuitions and some others, but majority been good. And I've seen how you were drawn in by God, how God placed Apostle McLaurin in your life and cemented the deal for you to accept Jesus. I've seen it.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on, sweetie. I hear you.
Okay. Mm. Oh, I didn't know if you just left it like that. Yeah, but I still think that it's two different things. I just think it's intuition. Y'all call it worldly. I mean, I don't call it worldly. Intuition is just a strong feeling that you have. You just don't have the proof for it. I mean, it's nothing evil about it. It ain't nothing deep about it. It's just a thought. It's just, you know, a strong, I mean, it's nothing confusing about it. There's nothing worldly about intuition. How
yeah, but it's not mentioned in the Bible as a person shall have or will have intuition. And I think it is a worldly word that people think they know what's going to happen or speaking on a situation that something came to them. The only thing for sure is the Holy Spirit in your life that talks to you. Talks to our mind and our spirit. So intuition is a worldly thing, but if God is drawing you before you know Christ, you know, that's a good thing. Try to understand what I'm saying about intuition. A lot of intuition of people say they got an intuition, this, that, and the other. A lot of people have got in trouble behind that. A lot of people done died behind that. A lot of women, because intuition is planted actually on a... Intuition is actually planted on women throughout history. A woman's intuition, right?
Because the way they
has
think,
nothing
sweetie,
to do with the Holy Ghost,
think.
Has nothing to do with God.
Thank you. Thank
it's a
you,
worldly,
Mommy. No, thank
it's
you.
It's a worldly
no.
word.
Thank you. No, Daddy, but thank you for
right,
what Mommy
don't.
Just said. It's the way you think.
It's the way you think. Men are just, they just don't. They don't think
we're
it
not,
all the way
not,
through.
Look,
think.
We're not talking about, hold on. We're not talking about
you
thinking.
You said you brought up the women, a woman thing now.
Listen. We're not talking about thinking, because thinking, you can think anything through. I'm talking about when something come to you. Intuition is when something comes to you that something's about to happen or something been said or whatever, whatever, that's in the future before it happens. That's intuition, not what you think. Because you could think through anything and make it right.
You don't even have to be a future.
If you're sitting on the couch and a thought just come to your head, ooh, let me call my husband. Let me call this, that, you know, this person, that person, because something just came to me. That's intuition. Where did the intuition come from?
No, I'm not. No, that ain't got nothing to do with what I'm talking
that
about.
That makes sense. That makes a little sense, Mommy.
Okay, that makes sense the way he's putting it, but the way I'm putting it, is they don't have nothing to do with the way he's talking. The intuition, when you have a strong...
I don't know. It just got me thinking now a little bit. Because intuition is when you're like, something just, I don't know, this like, it's like a feeling of something that, yeah, is not about to happen, or like, I just needed to hear that of the separating the you just thinking. That's why I brought up, you don't talk to yourself. That's not intuition. That's something you just talking to yourself and you just thinking thoughts and working your way through thoughts. But intuition is, I won't say specifically, but it is like my intuition told me that this was about to happen. Like, you know what I mean?
There you go.
It's like,
there
because
you go.
You
have to go back on the warning signs. Wait, on the warning signs, what gave you the intuition in the first place? It's the warning signs that comes before this intuition. Men don't have it because they look over the warning signs.
Is that intuition, or is that just you being a logical person that knows, doesn't, you know, just putting stuff together?
No, but
all right, so intuition is this, the way the world sees it, the way the world has put it in the dictionary. This is intuition. You sitting on the couch looking at a TV show, you driving or whatever, and something just suddenly come to you. That's intuition. Intuition has nothing to think about, has nothing what you're thinking about, has nothing to do with warnings or whatever, because when you have warnings, then you already have thoughts. That's not intuition. Intuition is when you by yourself or with somebody else and it just suddenly something come to you, a thought come to you. That's intuition. That's a woman's intuition, as the world has placed intuition. It's placed on a woman, not man. But actually, we all have intuitions. Or we all have sudden moments of, ooh, you know, something just came to me. That's an intuition. Now, what I was saying earlier, is the intuition good or is it bad? Right? Is the intuition to go help somebody across town with a blessing? Is intuition I'm in church and I'm inspired now to give, you know, $3,000? Intuition. It's a sudden moment that you didn't think about, but it was thought of when it hit you. So
we
got to
think about it, but it was thought of when it hit
you. We got to define, is it from God or is it from the world? Go ahead, Nani.
Repeat what you just said.
Me or him?
You know I
or
can't
him.
Repeat all that. You already know that, see?
No, just the last part. Just the last part.
I don't know what I said. I just gave it to you.
Okay.
You got to be intuitioning what I'm gonna say.
I know, but you didn't give me a chance to write everything and write it down.
Don't write. You can't write what I say, baby. You got to record it.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I'm from the old...
Okay.
Go ahead, Nani.
Okay. Now I was just repeating what you said, but now I forgot. You said something like it's already thought of before you think it. No, it's already a thought before it came to you. I forgot what you said too. I don't know.
But
it had to be
briefly.
Something to make you think about it. It had to be something to make you think of to have the thought.
If something happened before to make you think that, is that really intuition or is that you just being logical? Somebody, but I don't know. It's just like sometimes it's just you being human and knowing how to put two and two together. Like, you know what I mean? Or is it, you know what I'm saying? Or like intuition is like
it, you don't think, so you don't think intuition is just something just coming out of nowhere? You think it's putting
stuff
together?
Here's a simple intuition. Nani, you driving down the street, and something just told you to call your dad. That's intuition. It's nothing planned. It's nothing in front of you. It's just all of a sudden you get that thought. That's the meaning of intuition. All right? So when you call me, you say, Daddy, I was just thinking about you. I want to tell you I love you. That's intuition. And if you love somebody like I love my wife, and something just comes to me to just kiss her on the collarbone, kiss her on the back of the neck, kiss her hand, or just stare in her eye, that was something not planned. That's intuition.
That
so just don't confuse
intuition
with thinking of a situation. It's not. Just don't confuse the Holy Ghost of giving you something instantly. It's the other side of intuition. So when my wife thinks to give somebody $4,000 to bless them, she wasn't thinking about it. It just came to her. And then she tell me later, and I start crying. $4,000. But intuition is a moment you can't. Intuition is a moment you cannot cap. Intuition is a moment you can't write down, and it's coming at a certain time. You can't. As we go about our daily routines, thoughts arise in our hearts. You got to be able to determine if it's from the devil or is it from God, though. So intuition is a worldly thing in the dictionary, okay, by men. But the Holy Ghost in us will never tell us to do something wrong when it's spontaneously coming into our mind and react.
You're saying that intuition can be positive if it's just like, let me call my daddy.
It could be positive.
Yes.
It could be negative or positive.
If it's negative,
you
know it's not of God.
Hmm.
Well, it might not be of God what the person doing either. So my thing is this. Intuition is just what it is. It's a strong feeling, whether it's good or bad, it's just a strong feeling that you have that you just can't prove it. It's just a strong feeling that you have. And
okay. It
depends on where you are in your life, how you react to that feeling.
Good.
Now, back in the day, I flew some heads.
You did
now,
what?
I let the Holy Spirit, I flew some heads. Like I was going to throw that girl off the balcony. Now where I'm at, I let the Lord, my Lord and Jesus Christ, lead and guide me into doing the right thing when I have these strong feelings, when I have this intuition. I let him lead me. I still have them, and I go on according to what the words say. Now, it could be good and bad. It depends on where you are in your life. I strongly suggest if you have strong feelings, some people have stronger intuitions than others. And to tell you the truth, I had stronger intuitions when I was in the world. It might sound crazy, but I guess because I was doing wrong. And that's probably why you think it's worldly, because the repercussions that came behind my intuition. But like I said, it just depends on where you are in your life. It just depends on where you are in your life. You have to, the Holy Spirit and intuition is two different things. The Holy Spirit is here to help and lead you and guide you if you want to be led and guided. Now, if you don't want to, you just don't want to. But that's what the
Amen.
Holy Spirit is placed on this earth for. Is to let you be a more powerful witness for him on this earth, and to speak his word, give you Holy Ghost boldness to speak his word and with authority, like you. I mean, just There's nothing hard about it. Y'all making a difference.
Amen.
It's not that hard. Okay.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Amen. So that's the plural. That's the plural part of it. That's the absent part of it, of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about instantaneously giving you something to move on. That's what we're talking about now. We know what the Holy Spirit does on the plural part in your life when you're walking in Christ. We're talking about the instantaneously giving you a thought. We're talking about a thought right now, which is intuition or is a thought from the Holy from God. So me looking back on your life right now, your intuitions that were good was lead me to believe that you were being drawn by God to him. Because look at you now where you're at in God, your relationship with God, what you do for God. So I think you were being drawn the whole time, even before you knew God, right? I can witness that on your life. So, again, intuition is a worldly thing. And it's been placed on women, a woman's intuition. You know, I've heard that so many years. But we all have intuitions, whether they're good or bad. But the difference is knowing between the two of the Holy Ghost speaking to you at that moment that you get ready to make a decision you don't even know you get ready to make, but the Holy Ghost through God is seeing you going to do something that you don't even know you get ready to do. That's when that voice comes to you. Before you do it, or before you even make your mind to plan to do it, should I do it? And that's what Pastor was talking about earlier, my youngest son. That's what he was trying to explain. So wherever we're at in our life, whoever we're with, whatever we're doing, whatever country, state, city we're in, if something instantly comes to you and gives you a thought, determine intuition or if it's the Holy Ghost speaking to you, and do right at all times. And we're so prideful in this flesh that we can't seem to back up doing something wrong, and we know it's going to be wrong. But we want to benefit the flesh because of a worldly intuition that we have, if that makes any sense.
Why you keep using it as worldly, though? I mean,
because it is
the word.
It's not in the Bible.
The word is worldly.
It's worldly.
He's saying the word, not the feeling. He's saying the feeling. You know, we all have intuitions, the feeling, but the word intuition or what it, the concept of it, is worldly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a worldly word, a worldly definition of something instantly coming to you. So, I didn't mean to speak a lot tonight, but y'all, Ricky, you had the intuition disc.
No, I did not intuition this. I wouldn't have spoke on intuition. Only because of my past experiences with intuition.
Yeah.
And you had to go there tonight. And you have to go.
So y'all understand what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah.
We got to understand some type of, you know. We just got to be careful of what we're entertaining. That's all it is. You know, especially my kids, myself, and my wife. We got to be careful about what we're entertaining, what comes into our minds, what the flesh is propelling us to do versus it's good or bad. We just got to be careful. It's some things that's being written by God right now in our lives and how we're using our flesh and our bodies to do certain things. It's being wrote down, right? And we don't want to have so much judgment against us that we can't even answer to it because we even forgot we did it, you know? So as far as intuition, think about it before you act. As far as the Holy Spirit, react instantly, if that makes sense. So we just got to be careful of the thoughts that arise in our minds and our hearts, which the flesh will do. The flesh will do that. The flesh wants to be satisfied. We can't allow that to happen. So be careful. That's why I brought the subject up of intuition tonight. Be careful of how we react in this flesh. Right? We gotta hold the flesh back, chain our thoughts of what we would do. That's what we will do. That's wrong. We gotta do that. That's why I wanted to bring up intuition and hear what y'all was, you know, thought about it or whatever. But intuition is a worldly word. It's been placed on women, solely on women. But we all have intuition, right? Of what we think God said, or what we think the devil said. And we got to be conscious of both and react accordingly to where God would want us to react. So, you know.
Well, most of the time, when you have a strong feeling about something, the first feeling that you have most of the time is the right feeling. And most of the time I made the mistake by questioning right or is it wrong. And most of the time it was right. The first thought that I had was always the right thought, the right way I should have went. And when I pondered on it and was asking, you know, had them conversations with myself, myself talked me out of doing the right thing. So try to have shorter, like you were saying, Vanessa, the conversation shouldn't, if you're contemplating, or not really contemplating, if you have a strong feeling about something, most of the time the first thought is the right thought. Don't ponder on it too long.
So I feel like mine is the other way around, though.
What,
like,
it's always
something
the second?
Makes me upset. Yeah, like mine is like I'll get like I go into like getting
not
angry
even,
and I want to like. Huh?
No, I ain't talking about upset. I'm not talking about those stuff.
You said the
where
first thought.
I'm talking
yeah, but
right
Ricky, in, you can't, Ricky, you can't tell her that. That works with you.
No, okay. Let me explain what I'm talking about. If my first mind tell me, Ricky Keith, why don't you go? I know you always go down this way, but turn left today. Just turn left, regardless of what you always do. Those are the examples I'm using. The first thought, if something comes to my mind
mm-hmm.
to do something, I can't second guess and go down there anyway because it's a shorter way, and I always go that way. If God tells me to go that way, and I'm telling most of the time when I do that, what do I find? The carpet on the side of the road that ain't never been used. I mean, something that I need. I'm serious. It's always something when he tells me to turn. And it's like, Lord, I thank you for being obedient. This is most of, when I do that, when I get out of my comfort zone and just trust God and just go in his way, just do it. I was procrastinating. I'm going to use this as an example because this is the most recent one. My husband had made a comment that he wanted the whole house white. He just wanted everything white. So that was still in the back of my mind. That's what I'm talking about. The conscious decision, something was in the back of my mind about the white. Okay, so I was going to paint my prayer room in my office like an off-white. So I went to Lowe's. I wasn't going to go. I made up my mind to go this particular day. Even though I didn't have time, I'm like, oh, I really don't feel like going. But my first mind told me, Ricky, just go anyway. You still have 30 minutes on your time. So I made it an outing. Went to Lowe's to get my paint. Guess what was on the oops aisle? 10 gallons of white oops paint. Sherman Williams paint is like $64 a gallon. So guess how much it was marked down for? $9.99. Get to the counter. Ooh. I bought all 10 of them. Get to the
all
counter.
Right.
They mark it down. No, I'm just saying, your intuition, just do what God told you. Just that first thing that comes to your mind, just do it. You don't know what the outcome, just do it.
Amen. So what I was saying earlier, and you just defined it, you just explained it, is that intuition is worldly. It's a worldly invented word and explained by the world. The Holy Ghost, as you mature in your walk with God, You get so familiar with what God is telling you to do that you do it. Now, I think it makes sense based on how you just explained it. So intuition and what God is saying to you is not the same. It's two different things, right? So as you mature, as you go through your trials and tribulations, and you listen more closely to God, you get more familiar with his voice. And God will never lead us wrong, just like he just wanted to do the off-white boot stuff, whatever it is, right? So I think we can sum it up tonight, the difference between intuition and what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Right, Nani?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, so let's get ready to go ahead and close out. Somebody got, is Pastor still on? He got any comments you want to make? Or Tuffy still on? Or Sheila?
You got to an angle of it I wasn't really thinking about, and you actually cleared up what intuition really is. Instead of like guidance and feelings and stuff like that, it's really like split thoughts and stuff like that, but you really summed it up.
Okay. Rick, you got anything else before Vanessa closes out?
No, sir. I'm good. I'm glad.
I'm glad we could be quiet then. Good Lord. I'm glad we can get you to be there. Good Lord.
All right.
She caught a bubble. Go ahead, Nani, and close us out, sweetie.
All right.
Well, let me say this first. Elder Oliver, I want to thank you for this platform, you and your wife. I pray that God would extend your platform all over the world. I pray that he would keep blessing you with many sponsors for what you're doing for Christ. And we're not just the only ones on your platform, but there are a lot of others that use your platform for the glory of God. And you're doing the work of the Lord, man. And I appreciate you, man. I really, really, really do. Go ahead, Nani.
Yes, I appreciate you, too. Thank you. And, yeah, I'm going to just pray us out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for this episode. Thank you for every listener, every soul, every voice on the episode, on the show that contributed. Thank you, Lord, for family. Thank you for relationships. Thank you for just being able to have a platform to come and just talk and maybe inspire someone that's listening and just spread more of you. Thank you, God. I want to pray and ask you to protect every soul that's listening. Continue to lead us and guide us and, daily. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
All right. Good night, everybody, and thank you so much.
Good night.